Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, welcome back to it on this Wednesday. You know, a lot going on. Don't forget to vote. Steve Grisho Facebook page. I'm counting on you. Make sure you get in line and vote. There you go. It's the presidential primary through the Steve Gerber Show on Facebook. Check it out. Right now, Donald Trump is leading, as is, strangely, Martin O'Malley on the Democratic side, but so it is. Charlotte Hayes joining me now, Director of Cultural Programs at the Independent Women's Forum and author of numerous books, including Lean Together. So let me ask you this. First of all, Charlotte, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I heard this conversation, and I think this is right up your alley. I heard people, I think it was CNN last night, arguing about the fact that, you know, they don't really care about gender. They care about who's going to be the leader of the free world. So I think this whole idea that somehow Hillary Clinton's going to get elected just because she's a woman seems to be fading a bit. Am I right or wrong about that?
It is fizzling. I mean, it's so amazing that that's what she calculated on. It makes a little bit of sense because, you know, President Obama was elected because America wanted to bury our past, our racist past, and that makes some sense. But this is fizzling, really fizzling, and there are a number of reasons for that. One reason is most people expect that there will be a female president in their lifetimes. It's no big deal. Of course there will be. And they don't want it to be Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's just not the kind of glass ceiling she thinks there is. And when she comes out and says, you know, I'm a woman, elect me president, you think, gosh, this is so 1960s, isn't it? And the other thing, my colleague Carrie Lucas did a big piece for the New York Post on how this is, in fact, fizzling. And there was an interesting Pew study of attitudes towards I hate the word gender, but I'm going to use it, attitudes towards gender. And basically, people, you know, think men and women are equal. There's an interesting sort of disconnect. Republicans think men and women do about the same kind of job. They're equal. And Democrats think they're a little bit better, i.e. guys are inferior. So, you know, that's interesting, but it's not enough to elect Hillary Clinton. And also, Hillary's past, you know, in the 1990s, everybody was willing to overlook Bill Clinton's sexual scandals and Mrs. Clinton's role in covering them up and sort of demonizing the women. Now, if I were a woman and somebody—I am a woman, by the way. If somebody had an affair with my husband, I would probably do the same thing, except for the fact that some of these gals were innocent women who had been, to use a euphemism, taken advantage of. So it's just not playing. Americans see women as qualified and capable, but that doesn't mean they're just breathlessly waiting for a female president. They know it'll happen.
No, I don't think so.
And when it happens, let's have somebody qualified. Let's at least have somebody who can keep up with her BlackBerry.
Yeah, she's no Margaret Thatcher.
She's no Margaret Thatcher.
You know that? I mean, that people want to obsess about what she's qualified for. Well, you know, she was handpicked and delivered as a senator in New York, where, you know, basically a watermelon could have been elected as the Democratic candidate over any Republican in New York. You could elect fruit if you're a Democrat in that state. And then
she had a sympathy vote. Everybody thought, oh, poor Hillary, she's been wronged by her man. Let's make her a senator.
Well, the fact is, Lazio was never going to beat her, and neither was anybody else. And my point being, you literally could put, you know, a cantaloupe up there. It would have made no difference. Call them the Democrat. They would have won the election in the state of New York because of all the liberal Democrat voters. That's fine. Then she was handpicked to be Secretary of State, where her accomplishments are scant.
Well, I would say she, you know, if you want to talk about Hillary's resume, yes, she's filled in some blanks, but by golly, she has never succeeded in a job. If you think she's a great Secretary of State, go see 13 Hours, please.
Yeah, then I don't think she's, you know, she's a person who wanted the call at 3 in the morning. When the call came,
she got the call at 3:45 in the afternoon, and we still don't know what she did the rest of that day while Americans in her State Department, under her State Department, were dying in Benghazi.
Yeah, we will never know. If you want to know, we will never know.
Well, what difference does it make?
Yeah, we'll never know it because, and it makes a lot of difference, but we'll never know. The point that I'm making here is this. You know, I have these conversations on social media. Well, she is by far the most qualified person in the race to be president. Well, it depends on what your qualifications are.
No. She is by far the person who's filled in blanks on a resume.
Right.
And if that, excuse me, Steve, if that's your qualification, sure. But if it matters whether or not she performed well in those jobs, then she's not qualified.
Yeah, because I would say, you know, I could even look at somebody like Chris Christie, federal prosecutor and governor, two-term governor of a state. I think that makes him more qualified because he's run something as opposed to being an appointee. I think that John Kasich, two-term governor and worked as a congressman for several terms, more qualified. You know, Jeb Bush, who's been a governor for two terms, you know, I think more qualified.
Well, I think anybody's more qualified, and most people don't run for president on the I have ruined the Middle East ticket.
No, but it's an interesting way to go.
I think, you know, it's really weird. I'm beginning to think that there's a chance she won't be the nominee. There was a great
cartoon. Oh, I've said that for a long time.
Great cartoon the other day. A butler's handing her breakfast and says, "Your toast, madam." And she says, "Quit saying that."
You know, well, here's the thing. I've said for a long time, I wrote it more than a year ago, that I found it unlikely that Hillary Clinton was going to be the nominee for a variety of reasons. We'll find out if I was right about
that.
What
were your reasons?
Well, the reasons are she's a damaged candidate. The reasons are that she was under investigation for some other things back then in Benghazi. Now the email thing has come to light. Now, here's what I think. There's been a lot of conversation about, well, what if the Republicans go to a brokered convention? What if the Democrats do? Because here's the thing. If Hillary is damaged to the point that she's unelectable, she won't make it. They won't allow Bernie to go through. So then, and I don't think it's going to be Biden either. I think that the Democratic nominee could well be somebody that hasn't been named yet or who's not in the discussion.
Elizabeth Warren?
Maybe. But I think more somebody middle of the road, even though he's not a great. I saw Evan Bayh on TV over the weekend. I said, you know, that guy there, former governor of Indiana, he would be the kind of guy that would be vanilla, right? It would be acceptable to a lot of people.
He's also probably the most boring guy in America. But I think that you're right that they could have a brokered convention. But I think that the Democratic Party has become so far left now that if they have a brokered convention, it ain't going to be somebody like Bayh.
Well, you might be right.
It will be Elizabeth Warren or somebody of that ilk.
They would benefit from having somebody boring, as you put it.
Well, they would benefit, but they're too left wing. I mean, this is the Democratic. It was left-wing when Obama ran in 2008, and he has moved it further and further to the left. I mean, Hillary is well, I think Hillary actually is a leftist, so I'm not going to go and say that he's moved her further to the left.
Right. No, I agree with that. And the ideology of the Democratic Party of the United States has become an ideology of Marxism in many, many ways, as you well know. Anyhow, so I believe it's entirely possible it won't be Hillary. I don't know who it's going to be. The point being is, I think that I'd say it's a 50-50 chance she won't be the nominee because if she has indictable offenses and they do not follow through, that will create as many problems as if they do follow through.
Well, you know, Bernie went to the White House yesterday.
Oh, I know.
And I'm wondering what they talked about.
You know, his quiet exit from the race, I believe.
You think so?
Who knows? Charlotte, always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's have some more conspiracy theory talks next time around.
Okay.
Perfect. Charlotte Hayes, everybody, from the Independent Women's Forum here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.